FBI Director Kash Patel was grilled by lawmakers at Tuesday's Senate oversight hearing. Both Democratic and Republican senators expressed disappointment and outrage with Director Patel's responses, or lack thereof. Patel's first clash with the committee members focused on the FBI's handling of the investigation into last week's fatal shooting of conservative influencer Charlie Kirk. Patel had prematurely tweeted, quote, "The subject for the horrific shooting today that took the life of Charlie Kirk is now in custody." However, it was later determined that the individual had no connection to the shooting. But Patel defended his early announcement when questioned by Senator Peter Welch of Vermont.
Could I have been more careful in my verbiage and included an A subject instead of subject? Sure, in the heat of the moment, well, but I was doing the best
without,
I could.
In all candor, I don't quite get that, because if we have our man, that would suggest to the public that everybody can rest and relax and not then continue to provide information to the local law enforcement and to you. Well, so that was a mistake.
I don't see it as a mistake.
Patel also defended the recent firings of highly ranked FBI officials, three of whom filed a lawsuit last week claiming they were illegally dismissed due to pressure by President Donald Trump. The lawsuit quotes Patel as having told one of the ousted agents, Brian Driscoll, that the FBI tried to put the president in jail and, quote, "he hasn't forgotten it." Over the last several months, these firings have been seen as part of a broader political purge within the Bureau under Patel's leadership. FBI employees have reported being demoted, reassigned, told to retire, or subjected to polygraph exams that question their loyalty to Patel, who became FBI director in February. In response to the firings, Patel simply stated that no one at the FBI is terminated for case assignments alone. However, Illinois Senator Dick Durbin pointed out that not only are these highly ranked staff members being fired, but they are also being replaced with Trump loyalists.
According to former acting FBI Director Brian Driscoll, in a lawsuit filed last week, Director Patel made this very plain, telling Driscoll personally, quote, that his own job depended on the removal of agents who worked on the cases against the president, end quote. And even though he knew, quote, the nature of summary findings were likely illegal. At the same time, Director Patel has installed MAGA loyalists as political appointees in key career positions, including conspiracy theorist Dan Bongino as FBI Deputy Director, the first time in the history of the FBI that this position has not been held by a career FBI agent.
Cory Booker of New Jersey later got into a heated exchange with Patel when the FBI director evaded similar questions, to which Senator Booker strongly expressed his disappointment.
I believe you have made our country weaker and less safe. I believe that we are more vulnerable to a major event, and I pray to God it doesn't happen. You've gutted the Bureau of Institutional Knowledge and Expertise. You fired or pushed out seasoned FBI officials, many with more than 20 years of experience, and were working on cases that were critical. You've been purging thousands of serious law enforcement officials who spent their careers keeping us safe, only to lower hiring standards in order to find anyone to replace them. And shockingly, you admitted in this hearing to Senator Coons that it would take 14 years to fill the vacancies at your agency. Many are the result of your purge.
Epstein's name wasn't spared either. Both Democrats and Republicans questioned Patel about the Trump administration's handling of its files on the late pedophile. Patel responded by blaming former administrations, and more specifically, former Labor Secretary Alex Acosta.
Now, I know that there's a lot of talk about Epstein, and I'm here to testify that the original sin in the Epstein case was the way it was initially brought by Mr. Acosta back in 2006. The original case involved a very limited search warrant or set of search warrants and didn't take as much investigatory material it should have seized. If I were the FBI director then, it wouldn't have happened.
Patel also faced heated backlash from California Senator Adam Schiff. Schiff quoted an interview between the Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche and Epstein accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell, where the convicted sex trafficker mentioned a, quote, cast of characters serving in the cabinet and working for the federal administration. Schiff asked Patel for the names of these members and why Maxwell was transferred to a minimum security prison following her testimony, as well as who consulted on the latter decision. When Patel stated that the Bureau of Prisons decided that on their own, the following resulted.
You want the American people to believe that? Do you think they're stupid?
No, I think the American people believe the truth, that I'm not in the weeds on the everyday movements of inmates.
Not in the weeds.
What I am doing is protecting this country, providing historic reform. And combating the weaponization of intelligence by the likes of you. And we have countlessly proven you to be a liar in Russiagate, in January 6th. You are the biggest fraud to ever sit in the United States Senate. You are a disgrace to this institution and an utter coward.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised that you continue to lie from your perch and put on a show so you can go raise money for your charade. You are a political buffoon at best.
Towards the end of the 4.5-hour long hearing, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas summed up the chaos.
You know, I have to say, it used to be that to see theater, you had to go to the Kennedy Center. Now, apparently, you need only go to the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.